scattered. In mercy gather men and bold, empty handed, but not forsaken. I've been set free.
Song says they're laying yourself down, raising up the broken to life. That's us. We're the broken, and he raises us to life. Aren't you glad that he did that for us? Let's sing this morning Revelation song.
Mercy seat.
is the gift to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Glory and power be to you, the only wise King. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to my everything, and I will adore you.
Why don't we stand together and sing praise the Lord this morning and lift him up.
Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder, at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, adore you.
That's great. Kent and praise team, praise band, thank you all so very much. Take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Joshua. Joshua. Chapter 6. Message entitled Loving Out Loud, Impacting Mountain Grove. Now say those first three words of that title with me, would you please? Loving Out Loud, all right? Loving Out Loud. For the next 4 weeks, I'm going to share a series of messages talking about loving out loud, and ask God to raise our focus and our vision to look onto fields that are white unto harvest. And so we start that series today called Impacting Mountain Grove. Now, I heard about a mole that went to an optometrist for an eye checkup. And after examining the mole's eyes, the doctor came into the examination room and told the mole that he had determined that the mole had tunnel vision. Hey, you didn't pay much to get in here, so don't pull that on me. Now, somebody said, sight has to do with what we can see, but vision has to do with what we can be. That's probably pretty good. Now, for the Christian, vision has to do with what we cannot see except through the eyes of faith. What we cannot see except through the eyes of faith. So, my question would be, how do you see Mountain Grove as it relates to First Baptist Church? How do you see that? Do you draw the conclusion, Mountain Grove's out there, it's really sort of unrelated. We're here in our nice four walls and friends and family, and Mountain Grove is out there. While we're here, we're cloistered in our little nest of love, and wow, that's a good thing. And so is that how we see Mountain Grove? Do we maybe have the opinion that, well, we're here and we've built it so they can come if they want to? Is that how we see Mountain Grove? Do we see Mountain Grove, well, it's us and them. We like us and we'll tolerate them. You know, how is it that we see our city? How do we see Mountain Grove as it relates to First Baptist Church? Or do we see them from a perspective of a strong move of God that we're praying would start right here, but not be contained here, would go out there? Is that how we perhaps could see or should see Mountain Grove as it relates to First Baptist Church? Do we need to lift up our eyes and look on the fields that are white unto harvest? People there that need us, and more importantly, need the God whom we serve, need the Savior whom we worship. How do we see? Are we able to ask God to give us a vision where we would see through the eyes of faith how God wants First Baptist Church to impact our city? Let's read this scripture. We're in Joshua chapter 6, and beginning with verse 12. Beginning with verse 12. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. And seven priests, bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord, went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them. But the rear ward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. And they did this 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city in the same manner seven times. And on that day, they compassed the city seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people. All right, now let's all read that last line together, okay? Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. All right, let's say that again. Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Now, what city did we read about? This is more Scribner than Scripture, but I'm thinking we read about Mountain Grove. Shout, for the Lord has given you Mountain Grove. Matter of fact, let's read it that way. All right, here we go. Shout, for the Lord has given you Mountain Grove. So let's look at it from that perspective. Let me talk to you about loving out loud, impacting Mountain Grove. Let me give you these four things. Take your listening sheet, please. Get a pen or pencil ready so that you can follow along with this outline. Here's number one, the message. The message. Now, folks, we have the message, and it's right here. It's right here. We have the message for Mountain Grove. We do. I'm talking about the people of God. I'm talking about the people of God that happen to hang out at First Baptist Church. I'm talking about you and me. I'm talking about those of us that are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the message. Say that with me. We have the message. Say it again. We have the message. Say it again. We have the message. Turn to somebody next to you and say, we have the message. We've got the message. We have it. And the message is clear. The message is the gospel. The message is the good news. Do you ever read any bad news? We're inundated with bad news, aren't we? But now listen. We have the message, and the message is the gospel. The message is good news. Jesus saves. There is hope. There is forgiveness. We are sinners in need of a Savior. Listen, we have the message, and it's not just a message that we preach here in these four walls. We have the message that Mountain Grove, Missouri needs to hear. There is a heaven. There is a hell. Eternity is long. Hell is hot. Sin is wrong. The Bible is true. We have the message. It's not just for those of us here, but it is a message for Mountain Grove, Missouri. We have the message. Jesus is the only way to heaven. We have that message. You don't deserve heaven, and you can't work or merit your way to heaven. But in fact, God offers that marvelous gift of heaven and forgiveness and everlasting life to us through Jesus Christ. Now, we're not talking church here. We're not talking baptism. We're not talking good works. We're not talking personal righteousness. We're not talking good character. We are talking about Jesus Christ and the gospel of God's word. Ours is a message of grace alone, through faith alone, as revealed through the Bible alone. We have the message. Our message of hope is based totally and completely upon the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Nothing more and nothing less. We have the message. We have a message of redemption. We have a message of regeneration. We have a message of reconciliation. We have a message of restoration. Do you need that today? Do you know anybody in Mountain Grove that needs the message that you and I have? We have the message. We have a message of help, and we have a message of hope. We have a message of transformation. We have a message of reformation. We have a message of justification. We have the message. Listen, if you're down, God can help you up. If you're out, God can help you in. If you're defeated, God can give you victory. If you're sick, God can make you well. If you're lost, God can get you saved. If you're lonely, God can be your companion. If you're in bondage or in chains, God can set you free. We have the message, my friend. If you are helpless, God can come to your aid. If you are hopeless, God can give you hope that springs eternal. If you have lost your way, God can give you direction. If you feel like you can't go on, God can give you motivation. If you're scared, God can give you courage. If you don't know where to turn, turn to Jesus. We have the message, and we have the message for Mountain Grove. Does anybody have any questions about point number one? Everybody with me. We're talking about a vision. We're talking about a vision that God would give First Baptist Church as it relates to Mountain Grove. We're talking about shouting because the Lord has given us this city. I'm attempting to say to us this morning that we need to love out loud. And we, by God's grace and God's help, need to impact Mountain Grove. All right, number two. Not only the message, but we need to see the motivation. The motivation. Well, what is our motivation? Well, folks, it's who we are. We're the people of God. We're followers of the Most High God. We're followers of Jesus Christ. We're Christ followers. We're Christians. That's who we are, and that in itself is, or ought to be, our motivation. Now, let me give you these four things. First of all, we have a mandate. We have a mandate, and that mandate is identified for us in that old familiar Great Commission from Matthew chapter 28. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So that's our mandate. That's our commission from God, my friend. And our mandate is to go and make disciples of all nations. And let me get real simple and real practical with you. Do you think that probably includes the United States of America? Go like this. Yeah. Well, if it includes the United States of America, let me ask you this. Would it include the state of Missouri? If it includes the state of Missouri, would it include towns and cities on Highway 60? Yeah. And if it includes towns and cities on Highway 60, can you almost figure out what this next question is going to be? Everybody following this? Yes. Yes. That's our mandate. We've been commissioned to go to Mountain Grove, Missouri, and the surrounding area. Yes. That's our mandate, my friend. All right, here's the next thing. We have a mission. Not only do we have a mandate, we've got a mission. And that's identified for us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Here it is. Now then, we are what? Ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us. Now, I like the way that's written. As though God were pleading through us. Now, look at that. We implore you on Christ's behalf. Be what? Be reconciled. That's our mission. That is our mission. We are ambassadors for Christ. And it's as though God were pleading with the people of Mountain Grove through us. And so we implore you. Implore who? The people of Mountain Grove. We implore you. Be what? Be reconciled. We've come to you on behalf of Christ, and we implore you, and it's as though God is pleading with you through us. Through who? Through the people of First Baptist Church, through His people, through Christian people, through the followers of Jesus Christ, that we would get out into Mountain Grove, and we implore you, get reconciled to God. Get right with God. You're at odds with God, but God wants you to be at peace with Him. And He's demonstrated His passion with that by sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross. And I happen to be one of His messengers that hang out down here at First Baptist Church. And so I'm imploring you. Everybody following this? That's what He's saying. That's what He's saying to us. All right, here's number next. We've got a mandate. We have a mission. We have a mission field. We have a mission field. Look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men. You know, recently somebody said, you know, Pastor, I just don't think we ought to do things that really draw attention to ourselves. And don't misunderstand this. I would agree with that statement. I would agree with that statement. But I also got to listen closely to what Jesus is saying here. When He says, let your light so shine before men. Why? That they may see your good works and pat you on the back? No. Don't misunderstand what He's saying. He's not saying that. It's so that people would understand that, man, a lot of those people, those crazy people down there at First Baptist Church, I think they've been loving out loud. That they may see your good works and then do what? Glorify your Father in heaven. Yeah. So where is our mission field? Where it's Mountain Grove, my friend. We're light. Right here. It's not a matter of whether or not we got the light. We just need to turn on the switch. Everybody with me? And we've got friends, neighbors, relatives, co-workers. Is there anybody in your arena of life that you would say, you know, I think that person needs Jesus? You got anybody that comes to mind? Is it a friend, a neighbor, a relative, a co-worker, fellow student? Is there anybody in your arena of life that you would say, you know what? Wow, that person needs Jesus. We've got a mission field. All right, now here's the fourth thing there. We have a mandate, we have a mission, we have a mission field, and we have a ministry. And that's identified for us from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. That's our ministry. That's our ministry. Do you know anybody within your arena of life that needs to be at peace with God, that needs to have a relationship with God, that needs to be introduced to Jesus Christ, that needs to have the impact and the effect of the gospel on their lives? Anybody within your realm that needs touched? And we have a ministry of reconciliation that God has given to us. Steve Blackwelder is going to come right now, and he's going to sing about our message and our motivation.
I've sat in ruins of regret, in rubble of my youthful dreams. Beneath it burned the faith I found the hour I first believed. There are sorrows time cannot erase, and countless tearful memories. Yet a light has shined me since the hour I first believed. All the foolishness I've chased, and the world that I've embraced, since back when you first found me on my knees. I've run so far from that place, but I see it clear today. Your grace has never let go of me from the hour I first believed. Back when life was innocent, passion never dreamed defeat. Sometimes it seems just yesterday, the hour I first believed. Oh, and yesterday is years ago, and you have loved me faithfully. You never left or failed me since the hour I first believed. All the foolishness I've chased, and the world that I've embraced, since back when you first found me on my knees. I've run so far from that place, but I see it clear day, your grace, it's never let go of me. From the hour I first believed, oh, you never let go of me. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.
Steve, thank you. You know anybody that needs that message? Do you know anybody that needs that moment of first belief? We got a steeple on our church out here because people in Mountain Grove need to be pointed to Jesus. All right, here's number three. The message, the motivation, the methods. The methods. Well, how should we love out loud? Well, let me say to you, in many ways, you're already doing this. And I mean that, and I commend you for that. Hey, you only have to pick up your bulletin and read through that to see that in many ways, this church is, in fact, loving out loud. I appreciate that we've got cross-generational ministries. Every age group is affected in a positive way through the ministries of First Baptist Church. Our worship is good. Look around you. We're on a holiday weekend where I know for a fact there are a lot of people that are visiting in Branson, Missouri. But we got a church full today, and that's great. Good worship services, good Sunday school classes. We've got Sunday school for every age group. Senior adult stuff happening. Men, more and more ministry going on with the men. And ladies, thank you. Ladies are always a shining light in a church, and they are here. And oh, how we appreciate that. And our youth ministry, Jim, thank you. And those that work with you, impacting our youth here in our community and here in our church. And we have a really growing children's ministry. Wow, that is great. To the point that we are constantly praying and asking God to raise up more and more volunteers that are helping us in that area. It's a problem, but a good problem to have. And I appreciate Kathy and the many people that help her and her ministry, and our preschool area reaching into that age as well. Your bus ministry's good. That's a labor of love, and that's so neat. That's loving out loud, and I appreciate those that come on our bus ministry. I'm grateful for them. I tell you what, they come into this church and you can tell they are excited about being here. I'm thinking they probably haven't been Baptist very long then. I mean, they're pumped about being here, and that's a great deal. That is a great deal. And there's so much benevolence ministry that most of you would not be aware of necessarily. But this church does a tremendous job of reaching out to the least of these in so many different ways. And you had such an effective vacation Bible school this year, and so many people helping with that, and our music ministry. I tell you what, I think Kent and Nancy and our choir and our instrumentalist and our praise team, and especially when we went into this Summer of One gathering together, I said to Kent, I said, I don't want to lose our choir, and I said, and I don't want to lose our praise team, so make that happen. And he's done a great job of blending this, and it's wonderful. Wow, some of you that used to come in the first service, aren't you shocked that you can actually still worship with some of those old hymns? And some of you that were here in the second service, you actually can understand some of that contemporary music, and I can tell you like it. I know you'll never admit it, but you like it. Now, isn't that great? It's worship. That's why we're here. We're not here for the different styles of music. It's worship. And you're getting ready to do a Garments of Praise for the second time, second year. You know, this is an amazing ministry that God gave our son Mark five or six years ago. And you know that we've done 20 events. I think this is going to be number 21 of giving away brand new women's clothing. Brand new, nice stuff, giving it away through First Baptist Church, giving away. We've done 20, this will be 21 events, and in 20 events, we've given away, we've seen over 7,000 people come through the doors. We've prayed with at least 95% of them, and we've led over 200 of them to faith in Jesus Christ. A one-day mission trip where you get to eat breakfast at your house, go on a mission trip, minister to people, give away nice stuff, pray with people, lead some people to Jesus Christ, and then go home and sleep in your own bed that night. Pretty doggone good mission trip, I think. And you're going to do it again in a couple weeks. Now, we do need volunteers. We need some more volunteers. You ought to go on that mission trip. You ought to go on that mission trip. I'm just saying, what kind of methods should we look at to impact Mountain Grove? That's one of them. That's one of them. Our staff, when we did a staff retreat a couple weeks ago, and we were praying for Mountain Grove, and I think I told you that on that retreat, that we spent over 2 hours doing nothing but praying. And as a part of that prayer, one of our staff members came out with these words: Mission, Mountain Grove. And when I heard that, I just sort of got spiritual goosebumps. I thought, that's good. That's good. Mission, Mountain Grove. Say that with me. Mission, Mountain Grove. We'll probably just adopt that because that is our mission. Mountain Grove. Mountain Grove. Well, how are we going to impact Mountain Grove? Well, I've already asked a person in our congregation to work on mapping Mountain Grove for us. And we'll divide it into bite-sized pieces. It's that old perspective of how do you eat an elephant? Well, one bite at a time. And so before long, we will have our city divided into workable sections. And then before long, I'm going to ask you to take a couple of hours on a Saturday, and we will prayer walk Mountain Grove. Do nothing but pray. Amen. We'll pray over every house in this town. Every house in this town. That's all we're going to do on that particular trip. But we'll walk this town. Amen. And we'll have teams. And we will pray at every house. We will pray for that house. And we'll have a little bit of training. It won't take a whole lot, to be honest with you, but we'll have a little bit of training about what to look for and how to pray and how to be pointed about the people that live there. You may have no idea who they are, but God's gonna inspire your spirit to pray for that particular place. Now, we'll do that in the next few weeks. We'll prayer walk Mountain Grove. Then, in the next 12 months, we'll go through that same area four times. The second time, we'll go to that house, we'll knock on the door, and we'll have a gift for them of some sort. We'll have some kind of gift for them. And we'll give them something on behalf of First Baptist Church. We'll give something away to them. That's all we'll do. Say hi to them. Give them something. We're going to love out loud. Love out loud. Then 3 months later, we'll go back and we'll do a survey. So now we're going to engage them and we'll find out two or three questions about basically their spiritual background. And on that particular time, there will be an opportunity at one of those houses to actually share Jesus Christ with somebody. Now, do I know that? That's just a faith statement. I can just tell you God will orchestrate something like that. And that'll be a fun deal. And then the fourth time, we'll go back and we'll have a nicer gift that we'll give to somebody, to them, to everybody in this town. Something a little nicer. And we'll also be able to actually engage them in communication about the fact that they need to be reconciled to God. And that over a 12-month period. That's a method that I'm not talking about us becoming Methodists. Don't misunderstand that. But there are methods that God wants us to do in order to impact this city. Everybody following this? Amen. Yeah. So start praying about that. And if we're going to be giving some gifts away, God may be saying to you, hey, you've got the money. Talk to the pastor afterwards, and you can help with some of that stuff. And so we just need to be involved in a method of impacting Mountain Grove, loving out loud. All right, well, what else do we need to be doing? Well, we need to, I'm going to introduce to you toward the end of this year, on January 1, what are you going to be doing on January 1? Well, you're going to be doing probably two things. Number one, you're going to be stuffing your face. Number two, you're going to be sitting down, letting it all go to fat while you're watching the football games. I'm going to ask you to take 1 hour out of your day on New Year's Day. 1 hour. How long? 1 hour out of your day, and to do on-location praying. I'll explain that to you when the time gets closer. That's a fun deal. And you'll go in teams, and the teams happen to be however many you can fit in your vehicle. That's it. And you may say, well, Jay, I've just got a little BMW that seats two people. Okay, then you got a team of two. That's okay. That works. And if you really want to get stingy about it, you can go on your motorcycle. Okay. Works for me. I'll explain to you about on-location praying. It's a fun deal, and it will begin the process of impacting Mountain Grove. And I'll explain that to you when time gets closer. We need to be doing streaming, live streaming of your services. I've begun the process of talking to Richard about that. You need to do radio expansion. You may even need to think about televising because your new pastor would be very effective with that. So you may need to start praying about that. I'm just talking about, let's begin praying and asking God about how are we going to impact Mountain Grove as we love out loud. Listen, there's a difference between being busy and being productive. We want to be productive for the cause of Jesus Christ. And I want to stop right now. I got one more thing I want to share with you, but I want to stop right now, and I'd like for us to pray for the city of Mountain Grove, all right? So I'm just going to let you begin the process of praying right there in your own heart, but let's begin praying. And why don't you start your prayer by saying this: the Lord has given us this city. Let that be the first thing out of your mouth as you're praying. So let's pray right now. Just declare it. The Lord has given us this city. Now, ask God to raise your vision. Ask God to give you a faith vision. Ask God how He wants to use First Baptist Church to impact Mountain Grove. Now ask God how He wants, what part you need to play on that. You may say, well, Jay, I can hardly walk. You can pray. You can pray. And for many of us, we can walk. For many of us, we can talk. Maybe God's blessed you financially. It's going to cost to impact Mountain Grove. And God may have allowed you to make enough money to help impact Mountain Grove through First Baptist Church. Now ask God to raise our eyes to look on the fields that are white unto harvest. Father, I know there are people, many, many people in Mountain Grove that need Jesus. I pray that you would help First Baptist Church to be on that mission, to follow that mandate, to go to our mission field. I pray, Father, that you would help us to see the hand of God moving mightily through this city so that we can shout, for the Lord has given us this city. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, here's the last thing I want you to see today. The message, the motivation, the methods, the manpower. Look at that, the manpower. Here it is. That's you. That's you. Why don't you look somebody next to you and say, that's us. That's the manpower, my friend. Where's God going to get this done? Through you. Through you. God chooses to use people. God chooses to use His people. Now, don't ignore it. Don't pass the buck. Don't be AWOL. Listen, the time is short. The need is urgent. You need to show up, stand up, and speak up. Now, listen to these sobering words of Ezekiel from Ezekiel chapter 22. Ezekiel chapter 22. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it. Now look at this. But I found, look at that, no one. I found no one. You be that one. You be that one. And say to the Lord today, I will love out loud and impact Mountain Grove for Jesus Christ. Let me pray with you. Father, I want to be that one. I want to be that one. I want to be one that would stand in the gap on behalf of Mountain Grove, Missouri. I want to be a part of Loving Out Loud. I want to be a part of what you are doing and what you want to do in and through and for First Baptist Church. But Father, not right here, outside of these walls. I pray, Father, that you would help us to impact Mountain Grove with the gospel of Jesus Christ and to watch God work moving mightily throughout this city for the cause of Jesus Christ. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I stand waiting to counsel with you and introduce you to Jesus today. I implore you on behalf of Jesus Christ, be reconciled to God today. Don't leave this place today without knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ is your Savior. Now, if you're ready to attach yourself to this church, then come on and do that. This is a great church. This is a great church and some great, great days ahead, my friend. And so let me encourage you. God may be saying to you, this is the place and now's the time for you to come and attach yourself to this church. It's going to take manpower, and God may be saying to you, I want you to put your faith right here with these other brothers and sisters in Christ, and let me work through you along with them to impact Mountain Grove and beyond. Maybe you're already a Christian, you're a follower of Jesus Christ, but you've never been baptized. We'll counsel with you about that as well. Maybe there's a certain need that we can pray with you about. Stand ready to do that. But I'm going to ask you to do this at the invitation. I'm going to ask you, the moment you stand, I'm going to ask the people of First Baptist Church, come to the altar and just bow before the Lord. If you can't physically, I understand. I assure you God will understand. But I'm going to ask you to come as a body and to be on your knees and to say, God, give us this city and use me to love out loud. All right, let's stand together. Come on to the altar. Mm-hmm.